In the US, the White House has released a tranche of declassified documents detailing what it says are vulnerabilities in the US electoral system.
The documents cover five major areas of concern. First, they show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history.
That's US President Donald Trump in a primetime national address on Friday. Well, much of the evidence was known or has been discredited, signalling the president could once again undermine election integrity ahead of the midterms in November. Bruce E. Cain is Professor of Political Science at Stanford University. I spoke to him earlier. Professor Cain, President Trump made several claims about the integrity of the US electoral system in his speech, including that China had obtained voter data on millions of Americans. What evidence is there to back up his claims of foreign interference?
He seems to have been right. There were efforts exposed by the intelligence services in the United States of the Chinese trying to obtain information, voter files on Americans. However, what we know is that most of that was publicly available anyway. So what he was not able to show was whether they obtained something we can't already get publicly by asking for it. The fact that they are looking at these files presents kind of this mystery of whether the Chinese are trying to manipulate the election. And so that, I think, was the impression he wanted to put out there, because we all believe that he's probably trying to set predicate for a possible, if you like, intervention on emergency powers if he feels like the election's not going his way. That's behind everybody's thought. So there wasn't any new evidence that he was presenting, and it was about something that we hadn't really thought about, whether why the Chinese were collecting all this voter registration information. So there is something novel there. But the reality is the information that they were collecting was information that you could collect if you decided you wanted to.
So tell me more about the bigger picture. We've heard mention of these emergency powers in connection with the midterms, which will be in November. What is the scenario that electoral analysts are concerned about?
There are legitimate reasons to have emergency powers with respect to elections, and they have been invoked by different states in different situations. For example, part of Florida, which has typically, you know, various kinds of tropical storms blowing in during primary election time, then there have been times when the state has to invoke emergency powers in order to delay the voting to deal with that weather event. Problem is, once you have emergency powers, and they're not, usually emergency powers don't give you a list of all the different reasons. They just say there's some emergency. And so the question is, just as Trump tried to use the emergency powers for the tariffs, would he try to use emergency powers for the possibility that foreign nations are trying to manipulate the electoral outcome, or that some torrent of immigrants into the voting booth was going to corrupt the election? Would try to have that kind of pretext as a reason for interrupting the election, postponing the election, or even worse, trying to take federal possession of the voter files and then do his own disqualification with his political hack. So that's the sort of things that people are worried that he might try. We believe in the American system, most of the political science community and legal community, that he will get frustrated if he tries to do that, that the court, just as it stopped his the whole question of emergency powers with respect to tariffs, that they would similarly prevent him from doing that, and that many states would resist giving him the information anyway. So, but it nonetheless is the kind of degrading of the election system that has been continuous with President Trump, almost from the first time he started running, but certainly starting in the 2020 election. And that degrading of the system and the undermining of the confidence in the American electoral system is, to me, a very pernicious thing to do. We know that there are some vulnerabilities. We know that sometimes undocumenteds end up getting registered to vote, often because they misunderstand they're in the process of becoming citizens and they think they already have the right to vote. In some cases, you just have some insane individuals to do stupid things. We thoroughly went through this after the 1920 not the 2020 election. We thoroughly went through that. It was investigated by the courts. It was investigated by Republican secretaries of state. And over again, it was refuted and dismissed. So right now, I would say hardly anybody showed up to his speech. He really, it's a tell about what he might try to do. And so everybody's going to be on alert about it. But it does not seem to have had the effect that he had hoped.
Professor Cain, thank you so much for your time.
Sure.